ACCHS Coaches Insight Program continuing here on KARE 93.7, presented by LNL Construction, joined now by the Tigers boys basketball coach. It is Corey Eckert, and they got four games left here in the regular season. We're down here to the final weekend change, but, you know, Coach, Tuesday night, 13-point loss to McClouth. You know, just take us back to that one a little bit. What'd you see, and just ultimately a few thoughts and takeaways from that one?
Yeah, I thought we played overall better as a team. We got down early, and then we played a really good second quarter, and it was only a 4-point game at half, and then we just couldn't quite get any closer than that in the second half. And, you know, a couple costly turnovers and some offensive rebounds gave them some easy second and third looks, which ended up kind of being the difference in the second half there. And, but overall, pleased with the effort, and it was positive to see some guys still fighting out there and battling, getting better. So
December 1st was a long time ago, and you opened up the season then against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. We're sitting here, you know, mid-February, coming down the home stretch here of the regular season, and, you know, the wins may not, you know, be there like you'd like it to be, but, you know, the strides and improvements that you've seen, you know, from your team, whether it's certain individual players, you know, in that sense, what have you seen here over the last couple of months that you are certainly maybe pleased with?
Yeah, I mean, going into the season, we knew it was going to be a challenge when we had one returner back from varsity and everybody else had no experience. So we knew it was going to be a struggle, and you know, the wins aren't there, but, you know, there's individual players that, you know, that are making big improvements throughout the year. You know, James Sheets was our returner, and, you know, he's been kind of carrying the load and being the leader and being our point guard. And then, you know, we got young guys, freshmen, you know, playing big minutes. Ben Hinkie and Chance Wilson have made some good improvements their freshman year. And then we got juniors, Nate Ohm and Cade Burns, you know, playing most of the minutes for us, and, you know, and fighting hard and get some good varsity experience. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that have made gains, and, you know, we're going to finish out the season hopefully strong, and those coming back next year can kind of build off this year and work hard this summer, and hopefully have a better season next year too.
So. Well, you still got four games left, and it starts this final stretch Friday at Oskaloosa, and then that'll be a quick turnaround Monday in a makeup game with ACCHS, and then the very next night, Tuesday, you get Jefferson County North, and then Friday against Pleasant Ridge to close things out. Pretty difficult stretch, and, you know, it's always a challenge when you get those makeup games kind of thrown in there, you know, towards the end of the season. What's kind of the expectations for this tough stretch to close it out?
Yeah, you know, tough stretch here, and in our league is pretty solid all the way around this year, and you know, teams at the top half are just kind of beating each other, so there's no easy game really. And you know, to finish the season here with a lot of good opponents, and Horton and JCN and Oski, and then Pleasant Ridge beat Mar Hill last night. Mar Hill had been playing really well, so it's not going to be easy. So we're just looking, you know, looking to play our game, looking to play with less mistakes, better team ball, and hopefully that will give us some good results and good positivity. You know, moving forward with just a lot of games and less practices remaining. So,
ACCHS boys basketball coach, that is Corey Eckert, joining us again, brought to you by LNL Construction. Friday at Oskaloosa, Tigers turn around Monday, get Horton at home in a makeup game, and then Tuesday against Jefferson County North, Pleasant Ridge that next Friday. Four games left here in the regular season. Coach, as always, thank you so much for a few minutes. Appreciate it as always, and good luck here in these next couple games. We'll talk to you here next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.